Book 2, Jobs and Chores. How to Negotiate. Audio Tour, Part 1. Welcome to Book 2. Do you have a part-time job? Do you work in the summer? In most English-speaking countries, lots of teenagers work during their summer holiday and during the school year too. Take a look at the 5 pictures on pages 20 to 21. Now let's play a guessing game. Every time you hear this jingle, put your hands up and give the number of the corresponding picture. Okay? Let's go.
In most English-speaking countries, teenagers often put adverts in local shops or in local newspapers saying that they can cut grass, wash cars, babysit, etc. Dog walking is a cash job that is popular with teenagers who love pets. If you have several clients, you can make a lot of money, but you need to be able to control several dogs at once. Which picture is it?
Okay, this text corresponds to picture number 5, the dog walker. Canada and the north of the USA get very cold in the winter. In areas with heavy snowfall, just walking from your car to your house can be dangerous. But some people are too busy to clear the snow, or they prefer to pay someone else to do the job. So it's a great opportunity for teenagers to make a few dollars. They go door to door and offer their services to their neighbors. All they need is a snow shovel and a lot of energy. Which picture is it?
Right, this text corresponds to picture number 1, the Canadian boys. In Britain and North America, people like to read their newspaper while they're having breakfast or on the way to work, so the papers need to be delivered early. Teenagers are allowed to start work at 7 a.m, so they can work before they go to school. Paper boys or paper girls get up very early. They walk or cycle to the newsagents. They pick up a big bag and deliver the papers around the neighbourhood. No wonder they sometimes feel sleepy during lessons. Which picture is it?
Okay, this text corresponds to picture number 4, the American paperboy. In Britain, teenagers between 13 and 15 are allowed to work 2 hours a day on school days and 5 hours on Saturdays. And they can work 25 hours a week during the holidays. Young people look for jobs that don't require qualifications. In supermarkets, they usually stock shelves. You don't need a diploma, but you do need to be organized, tidy, polite, and helpful to customers. Being on your feet all day can be tiring and boring, but for £5 or £6 an hour, it's worth it. It gives you some financial independence, it teaches you to be responsible, and it looks great on a CV. Which picture is it?
Well, this text corresponds to picture number 2. On school days, American teenagers under 16 can work up to 3 hours. But when there's no school, they can work up to 40 hours a week. A lot of high school students work in restaurants and diners after school, at weekends or during the holidays. The wages are often low for waiters and waitresses, so tips are really important. There are no work hour limitations for 16 and 17-year-olds, so they sometimes do too many hours, and they're exhausted. It's hard to keep a balance between school, work, and fun. Which picture is it?
Well, this text corresponds to picture number 3, the 2 waitresses. Let's see. Did you get all the right answers? Well done.